Good afternoon. So I remember as I was growing up, I loved Matlock because what Matlock allowed me to do was it allowed me to watch an expert showcase his craft,
right?
And so I think that, you know, I am a part of this sort of digital age, and so I learn a lot by seeing. And so I really enjoyed the theory at Stanford, but I think one of the things that really impressed me about Yvonne's website was that I was able to actually see a master at her craft. Pam's assignment asked us to, as she said, to look at the website and to identify one strategy. During my pre-service teaching, I had a very difficult time engaging many of my students. The theory says that it may not necessarily be the student, it may be the classroom environment that the teacher has created. And so I looked to find one strategy that would somehow engage my students. The strategy that I found that I identified from Yvonne's website was one student calling on another student. And in many ways, after I saw that strategy, I stopped. And I'll talk a little bit about why my students were not necessarily having literate discourse, and I'll get to that in a second. So I just saw this one strategy, student calling on another student, and I tried to implement it. So one of the things that watching Yvonne's website taught me is, you know, how to move your classroom from a more teacher-centered classroom to a student-centered classroom. And I recognize that many of my difficulties may have been because I was sort of it was very, very teacher-centered. And so by creating or attempting to create classroom discussions, I moved from a more teacher-centered to student-centered. Over the past 4 years, I've learned many lessons from implementing classroom discussions. When I first tried this, like I said, I asked one student to call on another student. But what I found was that the only students that raised their hand were the students who liked to talk the most. And so I needed another scaffold. I then required students to write down their responses, because I felt like if students had written down a response, and they would feel more confident in articulating their ideas. But again, there was nothing that pushed students who were more reserved to make comments. So I remember when I was at Stanford, I took a class with Arnetha Ball, and so it was a literacy class, and she gave each student two Twizzlers. And after you spoke, you ate one Twizzler, and after all of your Twizzlers were gone, you could no longer speak. And so I implemented that. I wasn't necessarily going to buy Twizzlers, but I gave each student a crumpled piece of ball. And so my classroom is situated in a circle. So after a student spoke, they would throw the ball in the center of the classroom. The guys loved this idea, you throw the ball, you look around the room to see whom else had two balls, and then after everyone had thrown their ball in the center of the classroom, then you could move to your second comment. This allowed everyone to speak. And I thought, you know, I'd solved this problem, right? I had everyone speaking. They were making sort of thoughtful comments. But with my work with Tom Hatch, one of the things that Tom, you know, asked me and forced me to reflect upon is whether students were, it was good that they were talking, but they weren't necessarily talking about the text. And so one of the things I said before was that when I saw Yvonne's site, I saw what I thought was sort of the end-all. This was going to solve my issue of engaging students. But what I didn't realize was that clearly Yvonne was, not only were her students talking, but they were having literate discourse. And so one of the things that Tom forced me to think about is, yes, your students are talking, but how can you actually make them sort of engage or grapple with the text? As discussions went on, I asked students, well, as you talk, think about, make some sort of reference to the text. This discussion that you are going to see here comes in about March. So several months have passed, several lessons learned, not failure, several lessons learned about how to engage students around the text. So this is our discussion on Ode to the West Wind.
Go back on the ground at the close of fall. He's not talking about hell, he thinks so literally. And next time hell I have any wife at home, I actually talk about it.
Okay, hi. And so this is how you guys say earth on the last page, but it's really heart. And the heart is a fireplace. So it says it scatters from an unextinguished fireplace, ashes and sparks and words among mankind. So as you imagine an unawakened earth. So it's talking about a fire, not necessarily hell. Ashes and sparks, this is part of the fire. Yes, scattered. That's how you put out a fire, you scatter it. So he's talking about perhaps putting out the fire of life that comes in the sun in the spring, and then it dies away and falls. Where is it? My unawakened earth, it's sleeping. Everything is dead.
So go with what Spencer and Matt just said in the first book on the template. Around this century, the colonies are affected with death, regeneration, vegetational, human, and mind. It's talking about everything being is like it goes away and it comes back. Like once it's living, kind of out of context.
It's probably a little difficult to hear. I think what one student was saying, she was talking about that, talking about the earth, and the second student corrected her and said, actually, Shelley's not talking about the earth, he's talking about hearth. And then you saw the student had a dictionary and he looked up the word in the dictionary because he did not know. And then the last student sort of tied both of their comments together and saying, yes, I understand what the first student is saying, but I also understand your point. I think one of the interesting things about this was that, I mean, I was really surprised at how my students, these were 10th grade students, this is, you know, your quote-unquote average public high school in New York City, quite diverse. I mean, they had this discussion, this was about maybe about 60 minutes, and they had this discussion more or less on their own. I mean, I sort of stood back. If you, at your leisure, you can look at this on the website. And so, you know, with scaffold, with much reflection, this is possible. So, thank you.